读几处新约的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's review passages in the New Testament.
约翰福音第十五章。
Book of John, chapter 15.
我们看最后的两节。
We will read the last two verses.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我作见证，你们也要作见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。你们也要作见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。我想主耶稣在这里讲的你们。
The Lord Jesus says you as in verse 27.
狭义的来讲，那就是指着五旬节的时候耶路撒冷教会产生的这般神的儿女。
In a strict sense, he is talking about all God's children which were brought forth during the day of Pentecost.
我想广义的来讲，就是指着教会来讲的。
But in a larger sense, this speaks of the church.
就指着每一个地方的教会来讲。
And speaks of every church in all over the places.
你们也要做见证，因为你们起头就与我同在。
You also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning.
我们看第十七章。
Chapter 17.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我想这里的他们，在主的心意的中间，一定是指着教会。
The they in the verse 22 in our Lord's heart, I believe it speaks of the church.
我在他们里面，你在我里面。
Verse 23.
使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。好，我们最后看一处启示录。
Lastly, in the book of Revelation,
第一章
Chapter
我们来看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同的有份，为神的道，为神的道，那就是为着神的话，并为给耶稣做见证的曾在那名叫巴马的海岛上。我想这里有两个见证啊，因为我们要分开，不是一个，一个是神的道，那就是神的话，那就是福音，那就是 真道真理。
There are two testimonies here in verse 9. We have to set them apart. One is the word of God, which is the gospel, which is the truth.
还有呢，就是约翰他自己。
And then next is John himself.
并为耶稣做的见证，他也是就是耶稣的见证，不但神的话是见证，他自己就是耶稣基督的见证。
So not only the word is a testimony of God, but also Jesus himself is the testimony of God.
不是 John,
but John himself.
好，我们低头一点祷告。
Your head bow, please. Let's pray.
主啊，你实在是那一位全作、全有、全奉的神。
Oh God, Lord, you are truly the El Shaddai.
El Shaddai, 今天下午就供应你的百姓。
Oh El Shaddai, this afternoon provide for your people.
你知道我们何等需要你自己话。
You know how much we need your own word.
我们在这里等候你。
And we wait for you.
我们的心等候你。
Our hearts wait for you.
我们仰望你的话。
We simply look unto your word.
你的话就是生命，就是灵。
Because your word is the truth and is the spirit.
但愿在我们中间，无论是年幼的、年长的，无论是说英文的、说中文的，我们没有什么间隔。
We pray that there is no separation among us, whether they are old or young, or they are English speaking or Chinese speaking.
愿你的圣灵来做这个翻译的工作。
Oh, may your Holy Spirit come and do the interpretation work.
愿以我们启示的灵来启示我们。
May the revealing spirit reveal everything to us.
也正是求你给你仆人有口才。
Give the utterance to your servant.
让他能够放胆。
So that boldly.
能够讲明教会的奥秘。
He can make it clear the very mystery of the church.
我们仰望你。
Oh Lord, we lift up our hearts to you.
今天下午这段时间。
May this afternoon during this period of time.
我们的父神，你喜乐得到荣耀。
Our Father God will rejoice and be glorified.
让你的儿女在这里也能够蒙福。
And all your children will be blessed here too.
与我们同在。
Oh, do be with us.
祷告祈求。
We pray
耶稣基督的名。
And ask in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，今天我还是同弟兄姊妹一起来交通教会见证的信则和内容。
This afternoon I will continue to fellowship with you on the very nature and contents of the testimony of the church.
到底是什么是教会见证的信则和内容呢？
What is the nature? What are the contents of the testimony of the church?
不久以前我看了一本书。
Not long ago, I read a book.
它讲到教会的见证。
And it talks about the testimony of the church.
这本书其实就是他讲到的时候这个写下来的。
This book actually is the very summary of all this author's sermons.
这位弟兄解释说什么是教会的见证。
And this brother explained what is the testimony of the church.
教会的见证就是根据他是不是能尽他的功用，尽他的功能。
And he says, the testimony of the church depends on if the church can actually fulfill its functions.
什么是教会的功用和功能呢？
Then what are the functions and capabilities of the church?
他就讲了三个方面。
He speaks of three aspects.
第一方面就是传福音。
First is to evangelize.
第二方面就是敬拜。
Secondly is to worship.
第三方面就是交通。
Thirdly is to fellowship.
就是圣徒之间的交通，彼此建造。
That is to the edification and fellowship among brothers and sisters.
不错，这本书讲得不错，写得不错。
Yes, this is quite well written.
但是这三方面的功用功能就能够把教会的见证能够彰显出来吗？
But can all these three functions of the church actually manifest the very nature of the church?
不能讲错。
I cannot say that he is wrong.
但是若是见证不过是在这个三方面，那太肤浅。
But if testimony of the church is based upon all these three aspects, then this is really very shallow.
太表面。
It's too superficial.
太简单。
It's too simple.
什么是教会的见证？
What is the testimony of the church?
我已经同弟兄姊妹花了一个差不多有一个小时，我们有了就是交通分享。
Last time I spent about 1 hour to share with you on what it was.
教会的见证其实就是基督的自己。
Now the testimony of the church is Christ himself.
就教会的自己能够成为教会见证的信者和内容。
Only the church herself can become the very nature and content of the testimony of the church.
凡是不属基督的都不能成为教会见证的信者和内容。
Anything that does not belong to Christ cannot become the nature and content of the testimony of the church.
我已经讲过了，我想在父神的心意中间，没有比看教会看得那样的宝贝。
I've said this before. Nothing is more precious than in our Father's heart than the testimony of the church.
我想也没有比教会在父神的心意看得那样的注重，那样的在乎。
And our Father cares nothing else except the very church of His.
因为教会是他。独生儿子，亲爱的儿子的那个心腹，那个聘偶。
The church is the bride of his beloved son, the spouse of his son.
所以我们的父神，他所有的创造的计划、救赎的计划，就是为着产生教会。
So in our Father's plan of creation and redemption is all for this church.
并且我们看见他用自己的血 买赎了教会。
And he himself bought the church with his blood.
在使徒行传二十章，当保罗对以弗所这些长老讲的一段话里面。
In the passage that Paul said to the elders of the Ephesus in Acts 20.
要他们为自己谨慎，为全群谨慎，好好的牧养神的教会。这个教会就是用他自己的血所买赎的。
We read that Paul says you should take heed of yourself and also take heed of the flock, which was bought by our Lord's precious blood.
弟兄姊妹，你看，神用自己的血买了教会，你看这个教会在神心目中有多宝贝，有多看重，有多在乎，有多注意。
So, brother and sister, you see, God with His own blood has bought this church. So, how precious, valuable, important this church is in His heart.
父神产生教会是为着他的儿子，一点不错。
The reason that our Father God has brought forth the church is for His beloved Son. Yes, indeed, it is true.
他爱他的独生儿子。
Because He loves His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
我想我们今天我们的神也给这样一个负担，一个托付，把他的儿子托付在教会的里面，
Today,
让教会来彰显他的儿子的那个丰富，那个荣耀。
Today our Father has also committed this burden into all the churches so that the church can actually manifest the fullness of Christ, His beloved Son.
所以你看教会的见证是何等的重要。
So you see how important the testimony of the church is.
我想今天我们再进一步的来看看教会的见证性质和内容。
So today we would like to take it a further step to consider the very nature and contents
of
the testimony of the church.
主耶稣离开门徒前之前讲的一番话，就是约翰福音十三章一直到十七章。
We will consider this based upon John 13 through 17 when the Lord Jesus was about to depart from his disciples.
我想这几章圣经里给我们看到，主耶稣离开门徒有很多的劝勉，有很多的安慰，很多的提醒。
In these chapters, we see so many exhortation, comfort, and reminding from our Lord.
但是我深深相信，在这一段谈话讲话的里面，主耶稣说最看重的还是教会的见证。
But I am convinced that in all these passages, what the Lord Jesus values most is His church.
就是要我们明白什么叫教会的见证。虽然主在这里这一段话里没有提到教会两个字。
He wants us to understand what it is the testimony of the church, although he never mentions testimony this word.
他所有提到的你们他们都是指着教会来讲的。
Whenever he speaks of you and they, he speaks of the church.
基督爱教会，为教会设计。
Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
所以若是你好好地去看这段，我想你能够同意我的那个看法。
If you read these passages carefully, I believe you will agree with me.
我们刚刚念的几段圣经，我们看到约翰福音第十五章，主耶稣说我要从父那里打发保惠师来，就是从父那里来的真理的圣灵，他来了要必为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你起头就与我们与我同在。
In John 15 we just read that I will send from the Father the Holy SpiritHe is the spirit of the truth. He will bear witness of me. You also will testify for me.
我想我们念这段经文的时候，最好是同我们刚刚弟兄给我们一起念的那个第十四章的那一段话。
As we read chapter 17, the best way to do it is to compare this with chapter 14, the very passage our brother just read for us.
你就完全明白。
And then you will understand this totally.
主耶稣说圣灵来要为我做见证。
Lord Jesus says the Holy Spirit comes and he will testify
about me. 不错，圣灵要来为这位主做见证。
Yes, the Holy Spirit will come to testify the Lord.
今天没有圣灵的感动，没有一个人说耶稣是主的。
Without the moving of the Holy Spirit, nobody can say the Lord is, Jesus is the Lord.
若是被圣灵感动的，也没有人说主是应当咒诅的。
Nobody can say thatThe Lord is accursed.
圣灵来就是光照我们，感动我们，启示我们，让我们能够认识这位耶稣基督就是神的儿子。
The Holy Spirit comes to move us, to enlighten us, so that we know this Jesus is the Son of God.
没有圣灵的启示，没有人能够认识。
Without the revealing of the Holy Spirit, nobody can know this.
所以保罗在加拉太书第一章说，神乐意将他的儿子启示在我的里面。
So Paul says in Galatians 1 that God is glad to reveal His Son in me.
就是借着圣灵把他的儿子启示给保罗看见。
And this is done through the Holy Spirit. God reveals His Son to Paul.
但是我觉得在主耶稣在马的这个约翰福音这里讲的那一个圣灵来为我做见证，不是这个意思。
But I don't suppose this is what the Bible says in John that Holy Spirit comes to testify of me.
这里的见证不是说主耶稣在他的身外打发一位圣灵来报一个信啊，这个把这位高高的在上的远远的已经升天的荣耀的主。把他见证出来，完全是在他身外以外的差遣一个圣灵来，不是这个意思。
Jesus is not saying that he's going to send someone apart from him, to come to introduce this Jesus to us all, the one who has gone up to heavens. He is high above in heavens. This does not, this is what the Bible means to send someone.
在这里讲的圣灵的见证，不是一个客观的，完全是主观的，就是圣灵同主耶稣调在一起。
Because this someone will bring this subjective testimony. It's not objective that will combine together Christ and us together.
圣灵和主调和在一起。
So God and Holy Spirit, they are combined together to do the work.
因为你看十四章就给我们解释了很清楚。
Because in chapter 14, we see the explanation very clearly.
差遣另外一位保惠师来。
I will ask the Father to send another helper.
他要永远与你们同在。
He will abide with you forever.
他来世人不能接受他。世人不能接受他。
The world cannot receive him.
因为不认识他，也没有见过他。
Because he neither sees him nor knows him.
但是你们却认识他。
But you have known him.
因为他要与你们同在，并且要在你的。你们的里面
because he will dwell with you and be in you.
接下来他怎么讲？我不撇下你为孤儿。
What does the Lord say continually?
我必到你们那里来。
I will not forsake you, orphans. I will come to you.
不多的时候，世人不能看见我，你们还要看见我。
In a little while, that the world will not see me, but you will see me.
我活着，你们也活着。
As I live, so you will live.
到了时候，你们就知道我在父的里面，你们在我的里面，我也在你们的里面。
On that day, you will know that I'm in the Father is in me, and I am in you.
弟兄姊妹，在这里给我们看见圣灵同主联合在一起。
Brothers and sisters, we see it here that the Holy Spirit and the Lord are joined together.
那位主和圣灵连接的进到他门徒的里面。信他的人的里面来到了教会中间。
The Lord and the Holy Spirit being joined together, coming into the church, coming into His people.
就圣灵和基督的调和在一起，在我们的里面，在教会中间，我们才能为他做见证。
Only through the joining of the Lord and Holy Spirit in the midst of the church, then we are able to bear the witness for Him.
所以刚刚我们想到，为什么主耶稣离开门徒的时候，在橄榄山上给他们讲了一段话。
And then we recall the very words that our Lord said on the Mount of Olives right before He departed from His disciples.
他说：“你们要在耶路撒冷等候。”
He told them, "You should wait in Jerusalem."
等候什么呢？
What are they supposed
to wait for? 他说：“你们听见我讲过，你们听见我说，施洗约翰是用水来给你施洗。”我来是要用圣灵给你们施洗。
You have heard me say that John the Baptist baptized with water, but the Holy Spirit will come and baptize. You will be baptized with Holy Spirit and water.
接下来门徒就问主耶稣说：“你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗？”
So disciples asked him, Lord, is it this time you will restore the kingdom to Israel?
主耶稣说：“我父照着他的权柄所定的日子时候，没有人知道的。”
The Lord says that the time and season that our Father has put in His authority, nobody knows.
接下来主耶稣说：“圣灵，你们等候圣灵来，圣灵要降在你们身上，你们必得着能力，从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚一直到地界，做我的见证。”
And the Lord continues to say that, "Wait until the Holy Spirit. Wait for the power. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, until to the very end of the earth."
因为主耶稣升天得到荣耀了。
Because the Lord has ascended on high, he has received glory.
他要打发他的圣灵来。
So he will send his Holy Spirit.
并且他要同圣灵一起来，调和在一起来，进入信主的人的里面。
And he will come together with the Holy Spirit, join together with the Holy Spirit into all the believers' heart.
然后你们就可以出去做见证了。
And then you can go out and testify for me.
你们要领受圣灵，
you have to receive the Holy Spirit.
在你们里面要流出活水的江河来。
And also, from the innermost being of you, the rivers of living water will overflow.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里给我们看见，这里讲的见证不是一个客观的，乃是主观的，不是在基督以外，圣灵以外的那个见证。
So brothers and sisters, the testimony we talk about here is a subjective. It's not something apart from the Lord and Holy Spirit.
我们常常说某一个弟兄在那里做见证。
We often say, so-and-so brother so-and-so is sharing a testimony.
在那里见证主在他身上的一些作为。
He's testifying all the works the Lord has done in him.
是的，这是见证。
Yes, this is one type of testimony.
有时候弟兄起来传福音，讲神的道，这也是见证。
Sometimes when people stand up and sharing the gospel, this preaching, this is also testimony.
但是这个见证都是客观的，是外面的。
But all these testimonies are outward. They are objective.
我们也看见，正是约翰所讲的，他就是耶稣基督的见证。
We want to see it here in the book of John. He is a testimony of our Lord Jesus.
启示录刚刚我们看见约翰所讲的，不但他为神的道做见证，并且他在巴马岛上他自己就是耶稣基督的那一个见证，所以这两个见证是不一样的。
Now in the book of Revelation we just read that not only he bears witness for the word of God, but he himself is a testimony of Jesus Christ. These two testimonies are different.
比我们用话用道来做见证要高得多，丰富得多，多得多。
Subjective testimonyshould be higher, more richer than testifying of the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，什么是耶稣基督的见证？
So brothers and sisters, what is the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ?
耶稣的基督的见证，教会的见证就是基督的见证。
Now testimony of Jesus Christ is the testimony of the church.
我们要回到最初创世纪，我们来看一看。
That's returned to the very Genesis that's considered this matter.
我们要进一步更实在更实际的来看看基督的见证在教会中间。
Now we want to consider more practically, very solidly, what is the testimony of Jesus Christ in the church?
我们知道伊甸园的故事。
We all know the story about the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园故事，人类怎么堕落了，怎么离开了神。
Where we read how man fell, how man departed from God.
神人吃了神所吩咐他不准吃的那个分别善恶树的那个果子。
Man ate the forbidden fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神何等盼望人能够接受他做生命。
How much our God wanted man to receive him as life.
成为人的生命。
He wanted to become man's life.
成为人的供应，成为人的享受，成为人的荣耀。
He wanted to become our provision and our enjoyment and our glory.
成为我们的性情。
He wanted to become our character.
能够成为神的那个像。
So that we can become the very image of God.
这是神给我们看见那个生命树的代表。
This is what God shows us, what the tree of life represents.
但是我们看见人却没有听从神。
But we see that man did not obey God.
人听从了撒旦。
Man instead listened to Satan.
受了他的迷惑。
Man were deceived by him.
人没有接受生命树，接受了那个善恶树。
So man did not receive the tree of life. Instead, he received the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
善恶树的果子的原则就是人离弃了神，宣告独立。
The principle of eating this fruit of tree of knowledge of good and evil is that man is declaring independence. And man has departed from God.
人不依靠神。
Men do not rely on God anymore.
我们看见人是不是一个独立呢？
But as we see it, can man actually be independent?
当人吃了这个果子，我们就撒旦就与人调和在一起。
Now after man ate this forbidden fruit, then Satan was mingled with man.
等里面有了撒旦的份成分在里头。
So in all of us, we have this have a part of Satan.
人受了撒旦的控制。
And we are now controlled by Satan.
掌管。
We are reigned by him.
我们就看见罪进来了。
Then we see sin entered.
死也进来了。
So did death.
撒旦有了地位。
So Satan has a place.
撒旦有了权势。
He had his dominion.
我们看见世界也进来了。
Even the world came into man.
偶像也进来了。
Idols came in.
这是你看这个整个创世纪的人的堕落，一步一步的堕落。
So as you read the Genesis, you will see man became corrupt step by step.
我们看见人之间就有了分裂。
And then we see the division among man.
因为人活在肉体的里面。
Because man live in the flesh.
肉体的特性就是分裂。分开。
The very nature of flesh is to divide.
人不再活在灵的里面，活在神的里面，凭着神而活，凭着肉体，凭着我们天然而活，我们看结果就是分开，分裂。
Men no longer live in the spirit in God. We live by flesh, and then we see all the division. It happens more once and again.
我们看见亚当和夏娃夫妻两个中间有了裂缝。
So we see the marriage, a marital breaking up between Adam and Eve.
我们看见亚伯和甘隐之间有了仇恨。
We see the enmity, hatred between Abel and Cain.
我们看见人已经不像神的像了。
So we see men no longer are like God's image.
我们感谢神。
But we thank our God.
神的计划，神的旨意不会失败。
God's purpose, God's plan will never fail.
这是为什么神道成了肉身来到地上。
And this is why God became flesh.
我们看见第二个人。
We see the second man.
幕后的亚当。
The last Adam.
他是一个完全的人，也是个完全的神。
He is a perfect God and he is a perfect man.
在他的里面没有罪。
In him there is no sin.
在他的里面没有死。
In him there is no death.
在他的里面没有偶像。
In him there is no idol.
在他里面没有世界。
In him there is no world.
在他里面没有撒旦的地位，没有撒旦的权势。
In him there is no the power and place of Satan.
在他的里面没有分裂。
In him there is no division.
在他的身上我们看见了神的像。
And in him we see the image of God.
这是今天看见基督在教会中间的见证，就是这个七个方面。
This is how we consider the testimony of Christ in the church.
教会里面不应当有罪。
In the church, there should be no sin.
教会里面不应当有死，这个是个属灵的，是一个死亡。
In the church,
那种镜像情景没有死亡的景象。
There should be no death, the spiritual death.
我们看见教会也不应当有偶像。
There should be no idols in the church.
教会不应当有世界。
There should be no world in the world.
教会不应当有撒旦的地位，撒旦的权势。
There should be no Satan's power and place in the church.
撒旦教会不应当分裂，不应当分开，是合而为一的。
There should be no division among the churches. They should be made one.
我们刚刚念的主耶稣说，愿他们合而为一，像我们一样。
We just read the Lord Jesus pray for us all to be one as He and the Father are one.
你给我的荣耀，我已经赐给了他们。
The glory you gave me, I have given to them.
就像我在你里面，他们也在我的里面，叫他们完完全全的合而为一。
Just as I am in you.And I am also in them, so that they will be made perfect in unity.
让世人就知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
So the world may know that you have sent me, and you have loved them just as you have loved me.
基督和父是完全合一的。
Christ and the Father are totally one.
所以教会要见证基督，也应该看见，叫世人看见，这是一个合一的教会。
For the church to testify our Lord, we have to show the world that the church is one.
基督来把神的像。没有人看见过神，唯有在他的身上看见神的荣耀所发的光辉，本体的真相。
Nobody has seen God, only when the beloved Son came to reveal the very fullness and the riches of the image of God.
我们主耶稣在地上，他的笑是把神彰显出来。
Our Lord, when He was in the world, when He laughed, He reveals God's character.
主耶稣在地上的哭，也是把这位神彰显出来。
Even with his weeping, he also manifested the God.
主耶稣在地上那种爱，那种怜悯，是把神彰显出来。
His loving kindness, his mercy, all display our God to us.
主耶稣在地上那个愤怒、愤恨的时候，辱骂、责骂、咒诅人的时候。也是把这位神彰显了出来。
Even when he was indignant, when he was enraged, when he cursed, also revealed the very God, the Father.
我们看见主耶稣曾经责备那些法利赛人。
Our Lord Jesus once rebuked all those Pharisees.
我们常常听到说主耶稣是只有爱，只有爱，他的心里面是爱，口里面是恩惠，是恩典。
We often hear people say Jesus is love, he is love, out of his heart is love, and his lips speaks grace.
不错。
Yes.
但是你还要应该看见。
Yeah, this is true, but you also have to see this.
主耶稣是怎样责备人的。
How the Lord rebukes people.
他是怎样的咒诅人。
How he curses people.
我们看见他怎么对法利赛人讲的。
As we consider this, how does he say to Pharisees?
你们这是毒蛇的种类啊！哎呀，这句话骂得多厉害。
You are vipers of brood. How serious this word
is. 你们能够逃避将来地狱的审判吗？
Can you escape the condemnation of hell?
你们这些无知的法利赛人。
Oh, you fools, Pharisees.
不但是无知，还是瞎眼的法利赛人。
Not only you are fools, but also you are blind.
你们的父亲就是撒旦。
Your father is Satan.
哎呀，这些话何等的厉害。
Oh, how fierce are all these words.
当主耶稣来到圣殿的时候，你看他用鞭子，用这个鞭子当作绳子，把那些买牛羊鸽子的摔完银钱的，怎样赶出圣殿，怎么把桌子都推翻。哎呀，我们看主耶稣在那里发大怒啊，
愤怒啊。When the Lord Jesus came into the temple, he had such a righteous wrath that he made cord out of whip. And then also he drove out all those who sold, all who were doing business. He overturned the money changers' table.
主耶稣的行动何等的野蛮。
And it seems that our Lord's acts were so wild.
何等的粗鲁。
And so tough.
你能说主耶稣心里是爱，口里是恩吗？
At this point, can you say that our Lord is full of love in his heart and his lips full of grace?
弟兄姊妹，不管主耶稣是爱也好，是恨也好，
whether our Lord Jesus is love or hatred,
都是把这位神彰显了出来。
He simply revealed this God to us.
什么是教会的见证？
What is the testimony of the church?
教会的见证就是把这位主耶稣见证出来。
The testimony of the church is to testify this Lord Jesus.
教会中间不能有罪。
So there should be no sin among the churches.
为什么保罗写信给哥林多的教会？
Why is Paul wrote the epistle to the Corinthian church?
要把那些犯淫乱的人赶出教会。
To drive out all those fornicators.
不要与他来往。
Do not be associated with him.
不能与他交通，不能与他吃饭。
Do not have fellowship with these. Do not eat with them.
凡是称为弟兄的。
He who is named a brother,
有淫乱的、辱骂的、醉酒的，
whether he is covetous, whether he is idolaters or fornicator or a drunkard,
从教会中间赶出去。
Drive them all out from the church.
因为教会是一个无教的面。
Because the church should be a lump without any leaven.
我们已经把旧教已经除去了。
Because we have purged the old leaven.
教会是一个新的一个团。
The church should be a new lump.
所以你们吃这。你们守这个戒 要用什么？不能用邪恶的那个教。
So you should keep this feed not with the evil, the old leaven.
要用诚实真正的无教饼。
But the true leavened bread with sincerity and truth.
有人说我们所以薄饼应该用无教饼，我觉得这 也是对的。
Some people suggest that as we breaking the bread, we should use unleavened bread. I think this is right also.
但是当我们看见这个无教饼的时候，这就是基督的身体。
But as we see this unleavened bread, we should know that this is the body of Christ.
这位主是无瑕无疵的羔羊。
The Lord is the faultless, is the sinless Lamb of God.
逾越节的羔羊已经被杀，已经献祭了。逾越节的羔羊是没有瑕疵的，没有玷污的，是没有一点点的毛病的，没有一点点罪的。
The Passover lamb is killed as sacrifice without any spots, without any sin.
所以我们吃这饼的时候，我们就想起这个饼，就是。也是基督的身体，就是教会。
So as we eat this bread, then we think of this church. It's also the body of Christ.
我们不应当有一点点的骄傲。
So there should be no leaven among us at all.
看看今天的教会。
But take a look at today's churches.
什么时候教会中间有一点罪，这个见证就受到伤害。
Whenever even there is a little sin among the churches, this testimony is harmed.
教会不应当有死的那一种景象在我们中间。
There should be no conditions of death existing in among churches.
我们不应当像启示录里面的第三个教会叫撒迪教会，安明是活的，其实是死的。
We should not be like the third church in the book of Revelation, the church of Sardis. By name you're alive, but actually you're dead.
今天太多的教会，安明是活的，其实是死的。
Today there are so many churches. By name they are alive, but they are dead in really. But there is no death in Christ.
基督曾死过，他这个死是代替我们的死，但是他又从死里复活了，他要活到永永远远，永远不死的这位主。
Christ died once, and he died for us all, and he was made alive. He never dies again. He lives forever.
所以使徒行传第二章彼得起来做见证的时候，他说你们把这位主钉在十字架，把他致死了。
So Acts 2, as Peter stood up to bear the witness for Jesus, he says, the man of Nazareth that you crucified and put to death.
但是神把他那这个死的痛苦解脱了。
But God raised him, having loosed the pain of death.
叫他复活。
To bring him back to life.
因为他不能被死捆绑的。
But because he should never be held by death.
因为基督就是永活的这位神。
Because Christ is the ever-living God.
他死是为着我们的罪。
He died for our sins.
当他把我们的罪已经付清了。
When he paid off all the debt of sins.
他从死里复活。
Then he was resurrected.
永远不再死亡。
Forever he will not die.
所以教会就是也是应当没有一点的死的味道在里面。
So in the church, there should have no smell of death at all.
教会应当是充满着生命，充满着活泼，充满着新鲜。
In the church, there should be this light, refreshing, lively life.
今天因为教会在这死的光景的里面，所以人就用很多那个人为的方法，使这个教会看起来很热闹，好像很兴旺，其实都是人为的东西。
But because today's churches
里面还是死亡的。
Are in a death.In a condition of spiritual death. So men try very hard to use all kinds of programs, methods to make it look thriving, but actually they are dead. The death is still in them.
弟兄，我上次讲到教会的见证。
Brothers and sisters, the last time I shared with you on testimony of church.
教会的见证都是从死而复活的，带着大能的生命的。这就是教会的见证。
The testimony of the church always has this power of resurrection which comes from death into life. This is the testimony of the church.
我想教会没有一点撒旦的权势在里头。
In the church, there should be no power of Satan at all.
我们记得在马太福音第十八章。
In Matthew 18, as we read,
主耶稣他讲，
the Lord Jesus
他说有一个弟兄得罪了你。
If a brother sins against you,
你应当趁他一个人的时候指出他的错来。
You should go to him and point out his faults between you and
him alone. 假如他听了你呢？
If he hears you,
那你就得着了你弟兄。
Then you gained your brother.
假如他不听呢？
But if he does not hear,
再带一两个弟兄去。
Then you should bring one or two brothers along.
两三个见证，这是真的。
By the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established.
假如他再不听呢？
If he does not hear again,
告诉教会。
Tell it to the church.
若是他不听教会呢？
If he does not listen to the church,
把他当作外邦人和税吏一样。
You should regard him as a heathen, as a tax collector.
接下来主耶稣怎么讲的？
And what does the Lord continue to say?
你们在地上捆绑的，天上也要捆绑；你们在地上释放的，天上也要释放。
Whatever you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven.
教会有这个权柄。
You see, the church has this power.
能够捆绑撒旦一切的权势。
This authority to bind all the powers of Satan.
应该来说，教会里面没有一点撒旦的地位。
So strictly speaking, in the church, there should be no power Satan at all.
圣灵在这被加抹教会的时候，他说你们有撒旦的作为在你们中间。
As the Holy Spirit rebuked the church of Pergamos, he says there is Satan's throne in your midst.
你看初期的教会，当他们一祷告的同心合一祷告的时候，地就会震动，阴间的权势、权阴夫就会在震动。
You see, as the early churches, as they prayed in one accord, even the foundation was quaked. Even the power of the Hades, the door of the Hades were shattered.
哎呀，当彼得被抓在监狱里的时候，
When Peter was taken into prison,
教会同心合意的祷告，
And the church prayed in one accord.
哎呀，你看这里祷告，哪里彼得的铁链锁链都解脱了。
As you see, the church was praying at this place, and out there, Peter's bound, the chains were loosed.
哎呀，彼得来到弟兄姊妹中间，他们还不相信彼得已经释放了。
Even when he,
他说这个使女讲的是发疯了，怎么可能？他已经关在监狱，怎么他现在在敲门呢？
Even when Peter came into their, to them, they would not believe it. They say this maidservant was out of her mind. How could it be possible? Peter was jailed. How could it be released?
哎呀，多少时候我们的祷告也是这个情况。
So many times our prayers are just like this.
我们一面祷告，我们里面一点信心都没有。
On the one hand that we keep praying, but at the same time,
多少时候神正式成全了我们的祷告，我们还不相信。
So many times, even when God has answered our prayers, we still do not believe.
我们还以为这是巧合。
We say, oh, this might be just a coincidence.
我们没有信心。
And then we have no faith.
正像当初那些门徒，虽然在那里祷告，他们的祷告真是达到宝座，那里的锁链、铁链都是放的。
Just as those disciples prayed, and their prayers actually went to the throne, so all the chains of Peter were separated.
初期的教会没有一点世界的味道。
So in the early churches, there is no sense of the worldliness.
没有一点土的味道。
There is no taste
of earthliness. 你看看他们多简单多单纯。
See how simple.
他们都同心合意，恒心的遵守使徒的教训，他们恒心的擘饼，他们恒心的交通，他们恒心的祷告。你看看他们有一点点世界的成分在他们中间吗？没有一个活动，没有一个寂寞，有一点点世界的活动，都是属灵的、属天的，充满着生命的味道。
In the early churches, all the churches, as they pray, they continue steadfastly in apostles' doctrines, in fellowship, in prayers, and breaking of bread. There are no human programs. There are no worldliness. There were no earthliness in them. Everything is spiritual.
主耶稣说，世界的王已经来到。
The Lord Jesus says, the ruler of this world has come.
他在我里面是毫无所有的。
And he has nothing in me.
教会中间没有罪，没有死亡，没有世界，没有偶像，没有撒旦的地位。
So in the church, there should be no sin, no death, no worldliness, no idols, no power of Satan.
因为这些在基督里面是一点都没有地位的，所以今天在教会中间，这些也应该一点点的地位，一点的味道都没有。
Because all these things should have no place in Christ, so among all the churches, there should be no smell of any of these at all.
教会是完全合而为一的。
So all the churches are one.
就像父同子合而为一一样。
Just as the Father and the Son are one.
你看看初期的教会。
Take a look at the early churches.
从第二章、第三章、第四章、第五章，你好好的去读，有六次提到同心合意，一心一意，同心合意，一心一意。
If you read Acts 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, that it mentions that all the disciples are together with one mind, with one accord.
怎么证明他们是同心合意，一心一意呢？
How do you prove that they are with one accord, with the same mind.
他们彼此相爱，彼此常常聚在一起的。
Because they love one another. They are gathered together all the time. This is the very characteristics of the early churches.
因为爱总是把我们聚在一起，对不对？
Because love always gathers us together.
我想你们都谈过恋爱，当你谈恋爱，同的对方在那里谈恋爱，你巴不得每时每刻每一天都能够见到他，就是见不到他也要打一个电话。
I suppose you all fell in love once. When you are falling in love, you always want to see the other person. Even though you can't see that person, you always to call to talk to him or her.
初期教会就这样的。
This is exactly the same with the early churches.
虽然他们三千五千这么多的人，没有一个很大的地方让他们聚在这一起，但是他们习惯是在所罗门的廊下。这是在使徒行传第五章。All believers used to meet together.在这个所罗门的廊下 used to 就是他们习惯常常在所罗门的廊下，因为他们人太多了嘛。
There were 3,000, 5,000 of them. There were not such a big place enough to accommodate them all, but they were used to. When we say they were used to, that means they did this all the time to meet under the Solomon's porch.
不像今天的教会。
It's not like today's churches.
我们教会你们也都知道，我们也正在扩建，预备扩建，还在这个过程的中间。
You know my congregation and we are in the process of enlarging our church building.
但是在这个过程 transaction 中间，我们可能有一段时间要借外面的地方聚会。
But during this transaction that we have to borrow a meeting place.
我们是希望主日还是主日装饰聚会。
We hope that on the Lord's Day we can meet as usual.
我们也很希望中文组、英文组合在一起聚会。
We also hope that all the English speaking and Chinese speaking, brothers and sisters will meet together.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
听我们祷告。
He really heard our prayer.
你要知道不容易借到这样一个地方。
You know how difficult it is to borrow a meeting place like this.
因为我们不是几十个人、一百个人，好三十百个人，这么多的人到哪里去借一个地方？
Because we have 300 plus people, not just 100 or just scores of people. Where do you find a big place, to meet our need?
教会的祷告声听。
God hears the church's prayers.
是主的应许。
This is the Jesus Christ promise.
两三个人同心合意。奉我的名祷告，在天上的父必要为他们成全，这是教会的权柄，我们的权利，神给我们的恩典。
God has given us this power, this grace, saying that whenever there are two or three pray on earth concerning anything that they ask for, our Father will do that for them in heaven.
早晨的问题解决了，主的的，并且我们这个地方很感谢神的，他只有一个大厅能够坐三百个人，
我
不能分。英文组没有地方聚会，没有一个更大的地方能够 给七八十个人有一个厅专门给他们分开聚会的。我感谢神，我们就不得不每一个礼拜我们都聚在一起。
We thank God that the meeting place that we borrow, is they have a big hall for all of us. They only have this one big hall for all of us to meet together. They do not have other room for us to be separated from each other.
这是一个学校。
And this is a school.
但是礼拜五的问题我们没办法解决。
But,
他们礼拜五不能借，他们自己也用。
But the school has, his own programs on Fridays, so we cannot borrow the, use the meeting place.
因为我们礼拜五也差不多有150人到170人来查经。
And on Friday's night, we have, about 150 to 170 brothers and sisters who come to study the Bible.
所以有弟兄姊妹就提议，他说我们干脆去分吧，每一个区。分开这个家庭，东区、西区、南区、北区，大家分散。礼拜五我们就分散。
So some brothers suggested that why don't we just break up? For the time being, we would have east, west, north, south regions. So we will have our own Bible study Friday night.
但是我一直是主张在一起的。
But I always, it's always big on my mind that we should come together as one.
这是教会的路。
Because this is the way of the church.
教会的路不是分的，总是。在一起的。
The way of the church is not division. The way of the church is coming together.
所以你去看《使徒行传》，我刚刚讲了，他们总是聚在一起的。
As you read the book of Acts, you see that they always came back together.
并且天天在一起的，一个礼拜有几次在一起的。
And they were daily together. Several times of a week they would come together.
有些弟兄说，他说某某教会不是很兴旺吗？他们就是什么细胞，什么细胞小组啊，就是因为细胞小组的做得好，分区的聚会礼拜五做得好，所以他们教会成长的这么快。
Some brother says, well, we have this certain church, which is based upon cell groups, and it is because of this practice that this church is prospering, expanding so fast.
所以人家已经有榜样了，我们应该根据这个榜样去做。我们礼拜五分是完全对的，然后礼拜天呢，我们就聚在一起。
Well, since they have set this example, so it is right for us to be apart on Friday's night for the Bible study, and we just come back on Sundays.
所以祷告会也好，其他的周间聚会，大家都分，只有礼拜天我们能够见面一次。
So all the weekly services are being divided up, whether they are prayer meetings or other meetings. And then just on Sundays, we will come back together to worship.
这不是教会的路。
So I told all the brothers and sisters, this is not church of the Christ.
一个细胞离开了身体，这个细胞是一定死，不会活的。
A church, once it departs from the body, dies for sure, will not live.
细胞小组不是圣经里给我们看见的那条教会的路。
And the cell,
这是人造出来的新的一条路。
And the so-called cell groups are not mentioned in the Bible. This is not the way of the church. This is man-made way.
我们最少一个礼拜见面三次，这是很少很少。礼拜二祷告会，全教会在一起；礼拜五查经，全教会在一起；主日敬拜，全教会在一起。这是最少最少。
We meet at least three times a week. Tuesday night we have prayer meetings. Friday night we have our Bible fellowships. And Sunday we meet together to worship the Lord. This is the minimum. Three times the minimum.
这是初期教会的那个光景，那个见证，彼此相爱的，合一的那个见证。
And we can really reflect it on how the early churches love one another and they came together with one accord to testify the Lord.
我们感谢主，我们找啊找，找到最后我们又找到。
And we thank our Lord that we kept looking and looking. Finally, we found this place.
就是我们25年以前我们Morris教会刚刚开始聚会建的那一个长老会，就是在卢顿上面离开我们教会5分钟就到的。他们就是礼拜五没有用，有19个教师，我们刚需要19个教师，我们就谈成功了。感谢主，并且非常便宜，1500块。
Amazingly, we found this Presbyterian church. When Morris Plain Church first started 15 years ago, and they had 19 classrooms. They had no programs at all on Friday's night, so we borrowed the meeting place and we paid only $1,500 a month. And we could also use the facilities on Tuesdays and Saturdays.
就是礼拜天没办法，因为他们是上午聚会，我们除非下午聚会，不然的话。
Except on Sundays, because they have to worship on Sundays, so unless we meet in the afternoon, this place is wonderful that meets all our requirements, but we cannot meet on Sundays.
所以我想教会的见证，那个合一的见证，神所给我们教会的那个权柄，我们要利用这个权柄。
So the testimony of the church of oneness and also the power of the church, we all have to fully utilize it. We have to see the very importance of church prayer meetings.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，教会是应该合一的。
Brothers and sisters, the church should be one.
为着时间的缘故，教会在地上做什么？
Now, being pressed by time, I just want to mention, what does the church do on earth?
把这位神彰显出来，对不对？
To reveal this God, isn't that right?
基督到地上来就把这位神彰显。
Because when Christ came to the world, He revealed the God.
我们今天在这里把基督彰显，也把神彰显出来。
So here we reveal the Christ and we reveal the God.
教会就是神的第二次的化身，我上次已经讲过了。
I mentioned last time that Christ should the second incarnation of church should be the second incarnation of the Christ.
大在金钱的奥秘，神在肉身中显现，这是指教会来讲。Because
without controversy, God, great is the mystery of godliness that God manifested in the flesh.
教会不但要把主的爱、主的怜悯、慈爱彰显出来，彰显神。Church
not only should reveal the love, the mercy of God.
不要忘掉。Don't
forget.
教会有很大的一个责任。
The church also has a very great responsibility, which God has committed to. That we should be like light. He who is rebuked is made manifest by light. That can manifest is the light.
所以主说，你们这些睡着的人要醒过来。
So the Lord says, awake those of you who are asleep.
你们复活过来，那基督的光就要光照你们。
Come, arise, come out from the dead, that the Lord's light will shine upon you.
教会要向着全世界大声疾呼地说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
The church shall proclaim loudly to all the world that the kingdom is near. Repent.
为什么保罗写信给提摩太最后一章提摩太后书第四章他是怎么讲的？
Why is Paul wrote to 2 Timothy in the last chapter, chapter 4?
他说我在神的面前，并且能叫在从死里复活主的跟前，凭着他的国度祝福你们。
I solemnly charge you in the presence of God in Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead by His kingdom and His appearing.
怎么对提摩太讲的？
What did Paul say to Timothy?
你要用诸般的忍耐，各样的教训，底下怎么讲？要责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
With all patience, instruction, rebuke, reproof, and exhort.
要责备人。
You have to rebuke.
保罗写信提多也是这样讲。
Paul said the same thing in Titus.
不要叫人小看你。
Do not let men despise your youth.
你要用各 众的权柄来责备人呐、啊。
But rebuke in all authority.
责备像光一样的能够显明出来。
Rebuke so that everything will be made exposed by light.
今天整个世界是黑暗的。
The whole world is full of darkness.
没有一点的光。
No light at all.
教会是光。
But the church is the light.
这个光不但把爱见证出来，我们要把神的那个公义见证出来。
The light not only testifies of his love, but also his righteousness.
你看看初期的教会，这些使徒们的那一些信息，你去看一看。
Take a look at of all the sermons of the early churches.
保罗第一篇信息怎么讲？彼得怎么想的
？What was Peter's first sermon?
就是要叫他们悔改回转。
Is that he said he told them to repent to be converted?
他就用了约珥书这段话。
He recited the book of Joel.
就讲到耶和华的日子。
He spoke of the day of the Lord.
旧约里面讲到耶和华的，就是大而可畏的日子。
In Old Testament, whenever they spoke of the day of the Lord, spoke of the awesome, dreadful day.
那光要不发光，这个月亮要变红啊，等等的，天上显出那一些奇事。
It spoke of the signs that the sun would not shine and the moon would be darkened, all the wonders in heaven.
这是他第一篇的信息。
This is Peter's first sermon.
第二篇的信息也是一样。
In his second sermon, he said
要叫他们回转离开罪恶。
He told them to repent, to turn away from sin.
这样安舒的日子就临到你们。
So the days of refreshing will come upon you.
因为神已经定规了，神已经定规了。
Because God has appointed.
这位主耶稣要降临。
That the Lord Jesus Christ will come again.
降临来做什么
？What will He do?
他要来审判。
He will judge.
他要审判这个世界。
He will judge the world.
所以教会在地上要大声疾呼，正像约拿一样的来到尼尼微城说：“尼尼微城啊，你们的恶已经达到神的跟前了。”
So the church should proclaim loudly and clearly, just as Jonah when he came to Nineveh, and proclaim to them that your iniquity has come to God.
他是大声呼喊，对着这些居民说。
He cried out loud to all the inhabitants.
你们的恶已经达到了神的跟前。
Your iniquity has reached God.
你们对他说，四十天尼尼微城要倾倒了，倾倒了。
Say to them that in 40 days that the city of Nineveh will be perished.
你们要悔改。
Repent.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters, this is the responsibility of our church.
上个月的那个这个 hurricane.
As we consider the hurricane
Katrina
last month.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这都是一个警告。
Oh, beloved, this is a warning.
谁讲的一句话最好？这个安南就是联合国的那个主席安南，这个黑人。他讲了一句话，他说美国这样一个先进的强的一个国家竟然对这样一个灾难好像有点手足无措啊，所以他接下来讲了一句话，美国应该谦卑下来。
And then the chairman of the United Nations said this so rightly. He said America, this is such a developed industrial country, is so helpless as they are facing this disaster. So America should humble yourself. Not only America needs to do so. All mankind needs to do so. We all need to return, to repent. The day of the Lord is coming. If you read Isaiah 13,
这是什么样一个情况?
What a condition this is.
必有残忍。
Cruel,
愤恨恼怒
both of wrath and anger.
我们想这是神的怒气。
We know this is God's wrath.
天都要震动，地都要摇撼，离开他的本位。
Even the heavens will be shaken, the earth will be moving.
太阳、月亮、星辰都不发光。
The sun, the moon, the stars, and all constellation will not shine.
他要因着邪恶要审判这个世界。
He will judge the world because of its iniquity.
他要因着罪孽。要审判那些罪人。
He will judge all the sinners because of the transgression.
他要使地荒凉，把其中的罪人除掉。
He will make the land desolate. He will drive out all the sinners.
弟兄姊妹，这个彰显就是把神彰显出来。
Brothers and sisters, this manifestation actually displayed our God Himself.
我们爱是把神彰显出来。
Our love manifests God.
那些愤恨恼怒，那些责备的话，也是把神彰显出来。
But even with those are rebuking those indignant words with those wrath, we also reveal the God.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of the church.
这是把基督彰显出来。
Simply to reveal Christ.
若是你看见有这种情景，有这种光景，有这种彰显。
If you see this condition, this manifestation, this phenomena,
就叫神的心得到满足。
Then God's heart will be satisfied.
他要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚一直到地界，就是做这个见证。
Church should be making this kind of testimony from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, all the way till the end of the earth.
所有的罪、所有的死亡、所有的偶像、所有的世界、所有撒旦的权势，都已经消踪灭尽。
Because in the church, all the death, all the sin, all the idols, all the worldliness, all the power of Satan are all done away with.
新天新地。
The new heavens and the new earth.
使徒约翰又看见一个异象，就新天新地，先前的天地都没有了。
Because Apostle John also saw this vision that he saw a new heaven and new earth. The previous things are finished.
海也没有了。
Even the islands fled away.
他又看见新耶路撒冷城从神那里从天而降。
He also saw New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
就好像新妇打扮整齐。
As a bride fully prepared for his groom.
什么时候地上有这样的情境？
Whenever the church displaces this kind of condition,
我们的主就要来了。
Our Lord is coming.
就要来迎接我们这个新妇。
He will come to receive this bride.
哎呀，你看看今天教会的光景。
Take a look at all the church's
conditions. 充满着罪，充满着死亡，充满着偶像，充满着世界，充满着分裂，充满着撒旦的权势。
They're full of death, sin, worthless idols, division, the power of Satan.
什么时候能够有这种光景呢？
When will we have a condition like this?
感谢神。
Thank God.
神有办法。
God had his own way.
所以我再说。
So let me say it again.
为什么教会要经过三年半的大灾难？
Why is the church has to go through 7 years tribulation?
真正的大灾难是三年半。
The real tribulation is 3.5 years.
我一直是主张教会要经过灾难。
I always believe that the church has to go through tribulation.
到那时候我相信。
By that time, I'll believe.
神的儿女不再贪爱这个世界。
All the God's children will no longer love the world.
我们要像金子一样被历练过，成为金晶。
We will be like gold being tested by fire to become real.
这个三年半叫教会能够炼成金的金子。
To become refined gold in these 3.5 years.
我们能够把所有这些都能够除掉。
All the church will cast away all these.
装扮整齐，等候我们主的再来。
We will be prepared properly and wait for our groom.
神的旨意，他的计划一定成就。
God's purpose, God's plan will be brought to pass.
教会要成为一个没有玷污、没有旧累之病、没有瑕疵、圣洁、没有瑕疵的教会。
The church should be holy without any blemish, without any sin and leaven.
巴不得今天我们就向着这个目标，向着这个标盘直跑。
Oh, if only today we were simply run toward this gold.
不管这个聚会将来搬在哪里
，Whether doesn't matter which place this congregation will move to，
地方可以不同
，The places might be different，
见证还是这个见证
，The testimony holds the true， holds the same，
这是教会的见证的性质和内容
，This is the very nature and contents of the testimony of the church。
我们低头祷告
，Your head bowed， let's pray。
主啊，若不是你耶和华建造，反而建造的人徒然劳力。
Lord, if it's not for the Lord who builds, all those who labor, labor in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城市，看守的人也徒然惊醒。
If not the Lord watches over the cities, all those people who watch in vain.
主，求你善待锡安。
Oh Lord, be good to Zion.
求你建造耶路撒冷。
Build Jerusalem.
主要让它成为一个联络整齐的一座城
so that she will become a compact city, well joined together.
让我们的神能够居住在我们的中间
so that our God may dwell in our midst.
让我们的主在我们中间能够来往
so that our Lord may walk among us.
愿你的儿女，愿你的教会都离开，从巴比伦出来。
May your people, may your church will depart from the Babylon city.
我们要从其中出来。
We will come out from him.
我们这些刚抬耶和华器皿的人，我们都要自洁。
Those of us who bear the instruments of the Lord will cleanse ourselves.
主啊，给我们这样一个负担。
Oh Lord, give us this burden.
给我们有这样的一个意象。
Give us this vision.
给我们有这样一个启示。
Give us this revelation.
主，没有意象，民就放肆。
Because without vision, man
are not restrained.
没有一项我们就是分散。
And then we will be scattered.
主啊，愿你恩待这个教会。
Oh Lord, be gracious to this church.
为着你的名，为着你的荣耀。
For your name, for your glory.
主啊，拯救我们。
Lord, deliver us.
愿你在锡安赐福给你的百姓。
May you bless your people from Mount Zion.
让我们一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。
So that we will see all the good all our life.Of Jerusalem.
让你写着你的恩典和大爱，把我们中间所有的旧纹瑕疵都能够除掉。
Through your love and grace, take away all the blemishes among us.
让我们荣上加荣。
So that we will become glory to glory.
我们预备好了，等候我们主的再来。
And we were prepared to wait for our Lord's coming.
你把教会建造在这个磐石上面，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Oh Lord, you have placed the church, build it upon this rock. Even the power of the Hades cannot overcome it.
求你继续来建造我们。
Oh Lord, continue to build us up.
也来摧毁我们。
Continue to destroy us.
把不应当有的把我们拔出来。
Uproot anything that's unpleasant to you.
也求你来栽种。
And also plant us
成全我们
to perfect us.
谢谢主
Thank you, Lord.
保守你的儿女在这个时代都末了
Oh, keep your children in, at this very end time.
让你的见证在我们中间被彰显
So that your testimony will be made manifest among us.
让我们的神父神在教会中并在基督里面能够得到荣耀，直到世世代代。
So that our God, our Father, will receive glory in His Son, Jesus Christ, throughout all generations, forever and ever.
我们将祷告祈求，信耶稣。
We pray and ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.